What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We will do everything we can to support a strong labor market as we make further progress toward price stability. With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
All right, that's Jerome Powell about a week ago, I guess, talking about Fed rate cuts, which could happen today. How about that? We got Taylor Riggs with us this morning from the Fox Business Network, the Big Money Show. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You bet. So it's a pretty big day. I mean, I assume the market has already built some of this in today, right?
Yes. You know what is so fascinating to me, though, is that this is one of the first Fed meetings in a while that I can remember where we don't know exactly what the Federal Reserve is going to do. We know they're going to cut, but they haven't given us with 100% certainty if they're cutting by 25 basis points, which is a quarter of a percent, or a half a percent, 50 basis points. So the market, more now than ever, is on pins and needles because we just don't have the guidance that we've had historically about how, you know, the magnitude of the cut. So this actually could be a wild day.
You know, I did see this story because, I mean, you like to think that politics doesn't cloud this, and I'm sure Jerome Powell would push back on any claim that politics does cloud these decisions. But I did see where a group of Democrat senators called on the Fed to cut rates by 75 basis points. I mean, obviously, yeah, they want him to make a decision that's going to aid the incumbent here.
Oh, yeah, right? 50 days from an election, why not cut 75 and juice up the economy as we're all heading to the polls? That's what Elizabeth Warren called for, and yet what she fails to understand is it's her spending problem that got us in this position in the first place. So now that we finally tackled inflation by killing us all with high interest rates, they now want to juice up the economy as well heading to the polls. Look, I do have faith in the Federal Reserve. They've repeatedly said we are independent from politics. We try not to think about it. So I think they will absolutely not do 75, and they are probably ignoring some of those calls. But that is a question when you think about going 50. The last time the Federal Reserve has cut 50 basis points, it was 2001 after 9/11, 2007 after Lehman Brothers blew up the financial crisis, and 2020 with COVID. So if they cut 50 basis points, they're, to me, effectively signaling the economy is like those previous instances. That's really bad. And it's really bad as we're all going to the polls in a couple months. That's why I think a lot of people are pushing back and saying, just try to do 25. The Federal Reserve's next meeting is the day after the election.
Oh yes.
So they can always do more later. But I do really have hope that the Federal Reserve, even if they go 50, it's because they're looking at the economic data in aggregate and really trying to ignore some of the politics. But it is something that we're talking about given the timing of this.
I don't know. It's, you know, for, I think for a lot of people, obviously you're involved in it every day. I'm involved in the news and topics every day. Hard to see the forest for the trees sometime. If they cut, let's just say they cut 25 today, what impact do you expect that to have? Like, mortgage rates have already dropped in expectation of this. Do they drop more, or what do you think is going to be the real impact of it?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point. Someone like me, a financial reporter who loves talking about Fed Day, can kind of get up in arms about 25 or 50. to your credit, a lot of this is priced in. We just had refinancings for homes up 24% week over week. Mm-hmm. Because JP Morgan and Bank of America, when they're setting their 30-year fixed interest rate or their 7-year ARM, they've already factored in that rates are falling in anticipation. So I don't think the minute we cut today 25 or 50, all of a sudden tomorrow the mortgage market is going to look different. The auto loan is going to look different. Credit card interest rates are going to look different. I don't think that's the case. But I think you do bring up a good question about the debate is, where do interest rates end at the end of this cutting cycle? Are they cutting a full 1%? Are they cutting a full 3%? A year from now, are interest rates at 4? Are they at 3? Or are they at 2? That's the question I think that really needs to be answered today. What is the guidance for now that we are in this rate cutting cycle? What does the end result look like? That will tell us a lot about the economy and really the long-term view of how low interest rates really are going to go for things like mortgages, autos, and credit cards.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't looked today. Like, is the market up on the expectation? Futures
we
up?
Are honestly unchanged.
Unchanged, okay. Interesting.
Everyone, you know, you've made your bets. You've made your move. I think the equity markets, everyone right now is on the sidelines. We want to hear the decision at 2 p.m. And then the good news is we will hear from Jay Powell himself at 2:30. Okay. He does about a 30 to 45 minute press conference where we'll hear from him. And then the equity markets don't close until 4 p.m. So based on sort of what we get from him, the guidance, I think people will be making a lot of bets between 2 and 4. But I think for now, everyone is saying, I'm going to sit on my hands and wait until we get more news.
Well, and I'll just remind people, that'll be 1 o'clock and 1:30 Central Time. So during the Annie Fry Show.
No. Eastern.
You work on the East Coast. During the Annie Fry Show today, we should get the final word, and I'm sure everybody will be tuning in for that. I tell you, Taylor, always great having you on. You put things in great perspective for us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Appreciate that. That is Taylor Riggs there from the Big Money Show, weekdays from noon. At noon, there, Central Time on the Fox Business Network. You can tune in. I'm sure Annie will cover that when the announcement's made, because it will be a big deal. And if they were to go 50, that's pretty big indication that they're trying to help Kamala Harris, in my opinion. They can say what they want, but Janet Yellen becoming part of the Biden administration, former Fed chair, has blown the lid off any indication that they're not biased at the Fed. She's all in, left-wing, progressive, didn't believe all the big government spending was going to lead to inflation. I'm sorry, a freshman economics student understands that principle better than Janet Yellen, because she's a progressive leftist, and she used to run the Fed. So I have no reason to think Jerome Powell doesn't fit in that same category, and that they don't want to try to help the Kamala Harris team by cutting rates maybe more than they should. So we'll see. We'll see what happens a little later today.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.